Just very briefly, a few halachas relating to Sfiras HaChayim or some Yisoides. Now let us start with something which is not nogea us this year anymore, but it does bring out, I want to use it as a hagdama, because it does bring out some of the principles of Sfiras HaChayim which are very relevant for the days of Sfir that we have left until the end. And the question is, the second night of Pesach, what did all of you do? When did you recite Sfiras HaChayim? Did you recite Sfiras HaOmer before the Seder, or did you recite Sfiras HaOmer at the Yidavan Ma'ariv? And Yidavan Ma'ariv, you finish Ma'ariv, you recited Sfiras HaOmer, or did you not recite Sfiras HaOmer at Tfilas Ma'ariv and waited until the Seder was over? Now, truth is, it's interesting, the Haggadahs, it's interesting, even the modern Haggadahs, the Archival Haggadahs, I do not believe many of them have in the Haggadah.
They stopped printing it in the Haggadahs nowadays.
They stopped
it. Old Haggadahs have
right, yeah,
the old Haggadahs, well, depends. Some do, some don't. I think the Archival, their policy. I think their policy is they don't print it. For some reason, the Archival Haggadahs, they do not print in the Haggadah Sfiras HaOmer, which is a little surprising because even those who hold that you should definitely say it, Ma'ariv, you know, sometimes you don't go to Ma'ariv. Not everyone goes to Ma'ariv. Women, many
early.
Women, we daven early, many women do not go to Ma'ariv. So what's so bad? It'll be a nice reminder to have it after the Seder is over. So it's not really clear to me why a Haggadah would choose just one more page to not put the Sfira in the Haggadah, especially when traditionally, I can't say traditionally, but it's in many of the Haggadahs. But generally, that this is the dilemma. Now, what does the dilemma depend upon? So there are many, many issues, and I told you, it's not nogea us this year anymore, okay, Mitzvah next year, but it's not nogea us this year, but a lot of the issues that go into that question are very relevant for now. What first big issue, which we're not going to discuss today, we'll do tomorrow, is Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh de'oraisa or midrabanan. Okay, so the Sfiras HaOmer is we count from the bringing of the Omer. There are really two elements to Sfira. We're counting away from the Omer, counting towards Shiva, Shavuos, Tanimois, towards the goal of 7 full weeks. There are two elements to the Sfira. We're counting away from the time that we bring the Omer on Pesach, and we're counting forward towards the end of 7 weeks today to reach day 50, which we know al pi Chazal is Matan Torah. We're counting towards, we're yearning, we're anticipating Matan Torah, as Hashem told Moshe, the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Tavdun Oisi Al Hohor Hazeh. So there are two elements to the Sfira, counting away from the Omer and counting forwards to Matan Torah. So the question is, Bizman Hazeh, we do not have the Omer. There is no Omer. Unfortunately, Pesach has passed and we have not brought the Omer. We have not brought the Omer. You can't tell me that counting away from the Omer is Deraisa, because there is no Omer. If you want to say that the Iker Tafkid of Sfiras HaOmer is to count towards Matan Torah, to reach day 50, then it is. Then that element certainly is alive and well. There's a Kabbalah, Satorah, Chag HaShavuos, is the Zman of Zman Matan Torah Seinu, and that we are counting forward. Now you'll ask, if that's the case, we should really count backwards. We should start 50 and count 49, 48, 47, 40, you know, a countdown to launch a spacecraft into space. What?
To blast off.
So why? So who says that's the correct way to count? When you're looking forward to something, who said NASA? Who says they made the rules? That when T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, who says that's correct? Maybe it should be 1, 2, 3, 4. When you reach number 10, that's when blast off. I mean, who made the rules here? Okay, who's the one who made the rules? Right, so who made, so it's not just because, okay, just because in our, if we're counting away from this, of the Omer, okay, we bring the Omer on the first day of Pesach, on the first day of Chol, the second day of Pesach, Oh, we're bringing the Omer. Okay, so now we're going to count away. We're going to, then we're going to count. Oh, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Okay, it makes more sense.
Yeah, but if you count down, you know, if you were not, you don't know the scheme of counting.
You don't know where to stop, right? So it makes it's logical to say that if you're reaching a goal, you should count down because it's defined. It's defined where the end point is. Yeah. Okay, that's true. But maybe the number 50, you know, it's a very significant number. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is defined. Maybe not. You can argue.
Ignoramus, I don't know where to stop.
Right, so you can, okay, so, but maybe it's assumed that we're supposed to know 50 is the magic number. I don't know. You're right. Maybe not. But these are two very important elements in Sfira. Counting away, counting forward. We have to recognize when it comes to Zman Matan Torah Seinu, there's no difference today than the way it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Because it doesn't say you're counting towards the bringing of the Shtei HaLechem. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. It doesn't say you're counting towards the bringing of the Korban. All it says in the Torah is to reach 7 weeks. Seven, you're counting towards the goal. The goal is the day. The day we know from Chazal is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. That has not changed one iota from the time Shebei Samin Deshayekayim. Mela, from that element, it would be Deraisa. But if the Iker Sfira is where the Torah says to count from the Zman, Miyoyim HaViyachem, Es Oymer HaTenufa, hey, we didn't bring the Emer HaTenufa. We didn't bring it this year. You can't go tell me that Sfira Samin Zman HaZez Deraisa. Ruba druba, probably 95% of the Rishonim, Achronim, Paskin, that Sri Asim Bizman Azeh is only Midrabanon. It's not D'Oraisa. About someone who's making Chalik. Counting the weeks is towards the goal, D'Oraisa. Counting the days is counting away from the Oimer. You want to break up the days from, we do both. We count days and we count weeks. So some want to say there are two elements. One is the Raisa, one is the Rabbanon. That's another way to play around with one is Sfiras HaEmer. But the Pashtun says it's all the same thing. It's either all the Raisa or all the Rabbanon. Halacha L'maisa, Shulchan Aruch, we pasken that Sfiras HaEmer Zman HaZeh is only mid Rabbanon. It's only mid Rabbanon. There are many, many leniencies. Many things come from this. The most significant thing is, when do you count? When is the Zman to count? When it comes to a deraisa, we're makbid, generally, to wait until it's Vadai Laila, which is when three small stars come out, which depending upon which opinion you follow, you wait 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 72 minutes, 90 minutes, 92 minutes, some wait even less, some will wait 40, 45 minutes, 41 minutes, whatever it is, whatever you follow for a deraisa, you generally wait longer. If it's midrabanan, you don't have to wait so long. You can wait. You can already count Sfiras Omer after 41 minutes. 41 minutes, 45 minutes for sure. And 50 minutes, nothing to talk about. And that's why you find very, very often in many, many shuls, they're not makbid on the Zman. They'll count Sfira after 41 minutes. They have no problem counting Sfira, because Sfira b'zman hazeh midrabanan, and you can count Sfira. Other nafka minutes, you have a suffix. Yeah, a suffix if you said the bracha. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, where I got in Meyer, starting last year, we started a new minhag for the minion, where he counts without a bracha.
Al tonight.
That you're going to say it again later with a bracha. It's weird, but that's.
You're not really supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. It's not not for me to comment someone else. Another wrong.
He wants to do it with that. For halacha is a bar mitzvah boy who gets bar mitzvah during sfira.
Right, so it's the middle. He's nishtei nishtaher.
He does, so does.
It's the mordechai.
The asking that you do, because it's the mitzvah of chinuch is also midrabanan.
That's the midaraisa. That's the mordechai. Right. The famous mordechai. A bar mitzvah boy in the middle, so he
can. Mitzvah chinuch is a deraisa?
Yes, yes. That's a very big chiddush of the Mordechai. What exactly the Mordechai means? So a lot of ink has been spilled by people who write bar mitzvah pshetels to explain that Mordechai.
But it's the Mordechai home.
That chinuch is deraisa, and the nafkamina is that when it comes to all matters of, like for example, sfira, you're in the middle of sfira. a bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira. So how can he continue counting? He missed all the first days. No, so the first days were also deraisa. And at least to the degree where you could be mitzvah to the end because of the mitzvah deraisa of chinuch. And that requires a hezber.
Right.
And a lot of bar mitzvah pshetels were written to explain what this Mordechai means, what the halach is. So this is the dilemma.
By the way, the Mordechai, which was
the Mordechai has a few teeny words. It's a few teeny words. It's not a Gemara. It's he wrote. I once looked it
he
up.
He wrote a parish on the Gemara on the Shas.
Yeah, so it could be. I don't remember. I looked it up once on Itzah Chochma. I wrote a bar mitzvah pshetel for my nephew.
Oh yeah.
And I used this Mordechai and I looked up the Itzah Chochma. It's like 3-4 words. The whole thing is like.
If you find it, you can let me know.
Okay, so let's review. Over here we have, so therefore, this is a very important dilemma. Is it the Raisa or the Rabbanan? That's a very important dilemma. That has nafkina when it comes to this little Seder. The little Seder, here's a shocking chiddush. Many people be very disturbed. The entire Seder that we do is midrabanan. How do you like that? The whole Seder, it's a very big disappointment for people to hear that. Matzah, achilas matzah is the Raisa. But this whole thing that we do, this elaborate Seder of reading the Haggadah, V'gat Levincha, and Dalet Kaisais, and Moror, and Darshing the whole night, and all this whole big event, it's only Midrabanan. Because the Haggadah has to be with Man Sheish Matzah, Moror, Pesach, Matzah, Moror, Munachem Lefonecha. If you don't have the Karban Pesach on the dining room table, there's no din of Yigarta Levincha. Bayomahu Lemor Bavur Zeh. There is no Zeh. One of the Zeh is the Pesach. There's no Pesach, there's no Haggadah. The Seder is all Midrabanan. What? It's a Zecher, right. It's a Zecher. It's the Imamish, the whole Yisoid of Yadus is this little Seder. The little Seder, but it's only Midrabanan. According to those who hold that Svira is the Oiraisa, so then Svira is the Raisa. Svira is certainly, if you hold that Svira is the Raisa, everyone agrees that Seder is Midrabana. No one holds Midraisa. But some hold that Svira borders on a Deraisa. So when you have a Shiloh, what should you do first? A Deraisa or Midrabana, what would you do first? A Deraisa. Right? That's what you would do first. You would do the Deraisa before you do the Midrabana. That's a given. So therefore, you should do the Svira before you do the Seder. And what's the problem doing the Svira before you do the Seder? It's a very great insult to the Seder. Because once you count Hayoim Yoim Echod Bo'omer, it means it's now the first day of Chol HaMoed, pretty much. It's now the second day of Pesach. If it's the second day of Pesach, then there is no Seder. If you're living in Chutz Li'aretz, if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day. Okay, the Oimer is brought on the second day. They cut the Oimer. They would not recite the Oimer immediately. They would not count Svir until they would cut the Oimer. It's interesting, I think. It's not mamish the bringing of the Oimer. It's really the cutting of the Oimer. They would go out into the fields, Mitzoy Yom Tif, the first night of Pesach. Pesach is over. They would go out into the fields where they would have where the barley was grown, and they would cut the barley, and they would cut a certain amount of barley, would grind it up and produce the amount of flour that was necessary for the carbon oimer. And then, and only then, will they make the bracha, will they begin Svira, Baruch Atah Hashem, Okeh Melech HaMasher, Kedushan, V'mitzvah Al, Svira Asah Oimer. Okay, so it's interesting that even the Zman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayam, the Oimer, the counting of the Oimer was not said after they offered the Oimer. The offering took place in the morning. But the accounting of Svira took place at night, the night before they actually brought the offering. So when do they count? Doesn't it depend upon the Omer? That's right, they did not count the Omer until they cut the barley. They cut the barley. It could be that even they ground the barley, and they produced flour, and they sifted the barley, and they were all ready to go. That was already a fulfillment to a degree of mehaviachem eso oimer. The process has begun. We cut the barley. We brought the barley to the Beis HaMikdash. We ground the barley into flour. We've sifted the barley. And we have the barley all ready to go. And tomorrow morning at the crack of dawn, we're going to offer the Tamid Shel Shachar. And
first
then we...
First you have to bring it to Yerushalayim.
Right, they brought it. They brought it to Yerushalayim. A whole procession. So they did not count the Sfira until this event took place. They did not count the Sfira the very, very first thing. When we count Sfira and Shul the second night, we're counting way before they would have done this in the Beis HaMikdash. If we were living in Yerushalayim. Because if we were living in Yerushalayim, Bizman, Shabbos, Mishra, Chayim, you could not count Sfira the first night of counting Sfira probably until much later, until 10, 11 o'clock. Because it takes time. It takes time to go out into the fields to find the proper stalks of barley.
Interesting, at night?
At night, that's what it says in the Mishnah, at night. At
what,
night.
And what was their form of light? How
were they? Torches. Floodlights. They turned on the lights. They look for the, so therefore, you cannot possibly. So let's just discuss the different issues, and a lot of the issues we're going to try to translate them into the halacha l'maaseh for us during now in this time. Look at all different issues. The one issue is a very big insult. That's the very big problem. How can you ensure when you finish Ma'ariv count Hayoim Yoim Echad Bo'omer, or if you say Lo Oimer? How could you say that? If you say that you have just made a statement that it is now the 16th day of Nisan.
Like eating in the sukkah when you make kiddush.
Bal Tosef. It's even worse, it's Mamash Bal Tosef. Hayom Yemechad Bo'omer. I've made a statement. Today is the 16th day of Nisan. And now you go home. L'shem Yichud, you make a bracha, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvesa v'tzivanu al achilas matzah. What are you talking about? When did Hashem never commanded you and Hashem never sanctified you to eat matzah on the 16th day of Nisan? Hashem sanctified and commanded you to eat matzah on the 15th day of Nisan. You'll tell me, it's Sveika the Yoima. Today might be the 15th day of Nisan. I have no choice. I made the bracha yesterday. I made the bracha today. Chazal told me to make the bracha 2 days in a row. Okay, so I have no choice. But if you're telling me that you're such an expert in the calendar, ad kedei kach, you said b'shem u'malchus, baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvot tzivanu al sfiras ha'omer, hayom yom echad la'omer. You've just made a powerful statement without any shadow of a doubt that today is the 16th day of the Omer. And then you go home and you have a whole seder with 4 cups of wine, 4 times bar priya gofen, and you make a bracha on maror, and you make a bracha on matzah, asher kiddushanu. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're being over on Bal Tosef. That's the problem. And we all are in violation of this problem, because probably everyone here in this room says Sira at Ma'ariv does not wait to say Sira until the end of the Seder. It will be more ideal if you're going to cheat and you're going to count Sira, at least wait until you finish the Seder.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Finish the Seder, so you have not yet made a declaration that today is the 16th day.
Very good point.
And then, when you make the bracha at the end of the Seder today, Hayom Yechab Yomer, oops. But half an hour ago, you made all these brachas?
Interesting.
Let bygones be bygones. What masha hoya, kivar hoya. So really, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense that we should make the bracha at Ma'ariv. We should really make the bracha after the Seder is over. And indeed, you should be aware that there are people that Talmidei Chachamim.
One of the people I was at the Seder with surprised me by doing who? Exactly that.
Yeah. Who? Can you tell us who? That's his minhag. That he waits until the end.
My wife doesn't say.
Oh, wow.
Okay, women do this because they are not sure because they're
not chanami. She wasn't in shul for Mara.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's so. Yes. So why do we do it?
So it's very compelling. So what's the reason
so
why?
So very good. So why do we do it? So this touched upon all this. So first, some will say, I don't really have a few good answers. The answers very border on the answers border on the following. The seder is vaday midrabanan. Sira Soimer, we pask in this midrabanan. No doubt about that. But here's why I wanted to bring out this point, Nogea, what's relevant to us. We pass in a Shulchan Aruch, it's Midrabanan. But we show respect. Maybe it's the Raisa. There's a very funny thing about Sira So'aymer. It's Midrabanan. But we're always feeling guilty. There's something very strange about it. We're always feeling guilty in Sira So'aymer. It might be the Raisa. So let's pay homage to the Raisa. Even though we don't accept it being a deraisa. It's almost like Parshas Parah. You ever see what goes on in Shul Parshas Parah? So Parshas Zohar, Rabbi Yisai, it's deraisa, have kavana with the brachas, and very stark, they're always very stark. What comes to Parshas Parah, there's like a mishigas. They don't know what to do with themselves. Should we make an announcement? Should we not make an announcement? Should we tell the people that it's a sophic deraisa, not sophic deraisa? Whenever you get into a sophic, like the Oshem Toloi. Get into a Suffolk, you're always looking for trouble. You always have don't know what to do. Sira So'aymer is drabanan. Make no mistake about it. That's the halacha. But we have a guilt complex. We have a guilt complex that it might be a deraisa. Therefore, the Seder, no one's going to tell you the Seder on the second night, even the first night. No one's going to tell you what? No, Hagat Levincha only Bavur Zeh, Bezman Sheyesh Pesach Matzo Umorar Munachim Lefonecha. There's no Pesach, there's no Vigadita. It's only Midrabana. It's a shocking thing to say. The whole Yadlos is built upon this Pesach Seder, and yet it's only Midrabana because there's no Karm Pesach. It goes to show that how far Chazal, the Koyef Chazal is. Yadlos depends upon Chazal, not upon what it says in the Torah, it depends upon the Chachamim. So everyone will tell you that when it comes to the Seder, it's only Midrabanan, but Svira might be the right. So therefore, even though Tak it's tied to the Sasrei, it's Tak, I'm going to make the Bracha Asher on Svira, so what? You're not doing a Mice now. There's another element that's important to keep in mind. Tied to the Sasrei, this really when it comes to Shabbos. Tied to the Sasrei is only really a problem when you do something. When you don't do a Mice, the place can say that you don't do a Maisa, Torah is a virtual world. You're able to span time. You're able to go, it's like a time machine. You can go back and forth Friday night. Let's say you Makabel Shabbos. What's the classic example? I Makabel Shabbos early. And then I realize I didn't daven mincha. I didn't daven mincha yet, right? So you come to shul and you say you make an early Shabbos. You come to Shul Mizma Shiliyam HaShabbos. You Mekabel Shabbos, right? Oh, you know something? I forgot Daven Mincha. You're already saying L'cha Doide. You already said Mizma Shiliyam HaShabbos. You didn't say Baruch Hu yet. Even if you said Baruch Hu, even that sometimes is not even a problem. But you're I'm Mekabel Shabbos. Mizma Shiliyam HaShabbos. What more do you want from me? Could you Daven Mincha? Yeah. How can you Daven Mincha? You already made a declaration that today is Shabbos. But is it really Shabbos? Is it really Shabbos? No, it's an early Shabbos. It's the summertime, so it's really not Shabbos. I mean, it's twice for Shabbos. So the halacha is you can go backwards. You can go and you can daven mincha. That's the halacha. How can you do that? Did you do anything? You just didn't do malacha. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You just said a mizmar. You makabel Shabbos, a kabbalah dibur ba'alma. It could be making kiddush, drink a cup of wine. That's not a maisa. It's just a dibur. You made a bracha. You made a bracha. You drank some wine. It doesn't mean you didn't do a maisa. It's not even really shayach to a maisa. I don't even shayach. As long as the day, as long as the halachic day is still Friday, you can go backwards and daven mincha. Now that's not obviously that's not the ideal thing to do. it comes to the Seder, it's all the bizarre. He's saying, Hayom Yom Yom Echad B'Yom, and then you go on, Yavah HaSeder, what have you done? You just declare that it's day 16. It's day 16, and now you're going home and you're making all these brachas, Baltois, what are you doing? So each one of these answers by itself is not enough. But when you put a big shalom, this is a very good example of the derech of hayra. When you go to a real seasoned poisek, if you ever go have an experience to go to a seasoned poisek, go to Rav David Cohn over here, Gvul Yavetz. He's a real seasoned poisek. He knows it all. He's really unbelievable. And you see this, he has a shayla, and the truth is it's asr. But why is it asr? And you're dealing with unusual circumstances. And when you have five reasons why this situation should be an exception, then yeah, it is an exception. If only one reason, it's not enough. Okay, this is the derech of snif. You combine multiple factors together. So what are the multiple factors? First of all, you have to understand it might be a deraisa. And if it's a deraisa and your seder is only midrabanan, the proper thing is you do a deraisa first. Is that a good enough answer? No. Why is that not a good enough answer? Because we don't pass in this deraisa. We pass in this midrabanan. So you have a guilt complex. That's your problem. It's not enough of a reason. But it makes you feel guilty. Okay, number two. I didn't do anything. I just said, I made a bracha. Did I do a ma'isa to show that today is the 16th day of Nisan? No. I didn't do a ma'isa. I just said words. I made a bracha. I said Hashem's name. Okay. I didn't do a ma'isa. Is that a good enough reason? No. But there's something, there is validity in that reason that it's not a problem. Another reason. I might forget. I might very well, if Klal Yisrael on a whole scale will say Sfira at the end of the Seder, what the percentage, let's be realistic now, let's talk statistics. What percent of Klal Yisrael will forget to count Sfira the first day, get it wrong on the first day? 10%? 20%? 50%?
100% because you ended with the bracha, Baruch Hu Yagof, in the fourth course.
Yeah.
You made enough bracha, and that's the end. A lot of people just walk away.
Exactly. So maybe if we get used to it, you know, put part of the Haggadah. But, you know, there's a very significant part of Klal Yisrael that's going to blow it.
I think just the opposite. Most people don't go to shul. Don't look at the Orthodox community.
Okay.
Don't go
true.
To shul. Most people don't have a say, though.
Okay. So it'd be very...
Their Seder is just the meal. They're out the door before. I'm sure it's in.
Okay, it's true. You're saying it's very good. That's why there's a compelling reason why every Haggadah should print the Seder.
Every Haggadah that I have does.
No, but they, for some reason they don't. Okay, it's good. And Chalami.
I don't know. Is that the answer for the kiddush? What do we say? In other words, why officially? What's the chassidus time? I mean, the people that
Baal Tosef.
Yeah, but also the Sasra, they claim it's smart.
So saying words is not strong enough.
So saying words is not.
Okay, but then you have the fourth factor.
Say, in other words, so we make it say by in Kiddush you say Beomishpini Atzeres has that, but you don't say.
You're not saying
Leishi Basoka.
Even saying Leishi Basoka, you're not doing a Maisa. You're not doing a Maisa.
Maybe we should say Leishi Basoka.
No, that's really going too far.
Right.
Okay, so the fourth reason is you might forget. You might forget. Okay, and the fifth is another reason why to say it b'tzibur. Okay, there's a very big inyan. There's an inyan now, and this is really a Kabbalistic inyan. This is not really, it's hard to pinpoint. It's very hard to pinpoint the time to cite chapter and verse why he quotes over Zohar and he elaborates. But everyone brings this down. Is that there is no question about it. There is a very great advantage in reciting Sviras HaOmer B'Rabim with 10 people. The Suminisa, to say it with 10 people. So in shul, you're going to recite Sviras HaOmer B'Rabim. If you go and say it at home, most people do not have a minyan at home at their Seder. So I've given you, I think, five reasons which each one by itself will not be enough for us to say Svira in Shul. Me'ikar hadin, can everybody say? Me'ikar hadin, you should recite Svira after the Seder. It doesn't make one bit of sense to do it before. If you're going to go make the bracha, you've made a declaration that today is the 16th day of Nisan. So what are you doing going home and having a Seder? You're an Israeli. What are you doing having a Seder? It's the wrong day. It's Baal Tosef. What are you doing? It doesn't make any sense. But look, there are five reasons, which each one by itself is not a good reason. But since there are five reasons which are telling you, you know what, it would not be such a bad idea to do Sfira immediately. I'll give you another reason, the sixth reason. So you know what? We do it immediately. What's the sixth reason? Now we rule six. Tamimois. What's Tamimois? Now let's explain this concept. In the Torah we find a concept called Tamid. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Okay, the carbon Tamid. The Tamid shall shachar, Tamid shall ben arbayim. The lechem aponim, it says Tamid. The menorah, it says Tamid. There's a concept of, what is Tamid? Daily. Every single day. Every single moment. All the time. Every single day. You bring the Tamid shall shachar, every single day. But how many minutes does it take to bring the Tamid shall shachar? Whatever it takes. It takes 10 minutes, half an hour, I don't know. Whatever it takes, it takes. Do you bring the Tamid shall shachar every single moment of the day? No. You bring it every single day, once a day, twice a day. The menorah. You light it the whole day. Well, in a chanami, some will tell you light it from the beginning of the night to the end of the night. That's called that. That's a higher madreg of tamid. The whole night it's lit. Some the Rambam holds that by day also. So there's a deal of tamid, meaning continuously. Talk about what the other example is the shulchan. The lechem haponim has to be arranged on the shulchan tamid. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says that they did not want the shulchan to be one moment without bread. So they would slide in the new bread. They would bring the new bread and they would push off. Mm-hmm. So it should not be even 1 second. So you see, sometimes tamid means every moment. And sometimes the tamid shel shachar came in every moment. It means it takes a half an hour. V'zehu. Lighting the menorah, according to most Rishonim, was only at night. They didn't do it by day, so it's only 12 hours. It's not the entire day. But the shulchan, there's a machlokes. Only one opinion says they slid it in, slid out. Some say they left it light. They left the table was empty half the day. They took off the old, they put on the new later in the day.
But when it cut, say that.
It's machlokes in the Gemara, how they did it. But here's the point. There's something called tamid, and there's something called tamim. Sheva Shabbosois Tamimois. Tamimois, according to all opinions, is on a much higher level than Tamid. Now, how do you have Tamimois? The best way to have Tamimois is to count Sviras Oimer as early as possible, especially on the first day. Because when you're going to go through 50 days of counting, if you're going to first count 11 o'clock at night, and the day begins, let's say halacha, at 6 o'clock, so what happened from 6 to 7 to 8 to 9 to 10, 11? It was not nichlal in tamimois. The Torah doesn't say you shall count tamid. There shall be a continuous counting for 50 days. It says your counting should be tamimois, 100% complete. The ideal way to have tamimois is to start the Svira the moment it's halachically evening. And maybe, guess what? Maybe before it's evening. Maybe you should already start the counting a moment before it gets dark. That so that you already counted in anticipation. They shouldn't even miss one second. It should work in advance. Kaviyachal, such a concept. Should be tamimois.
Make a case for moving the counting of Svira to the beginning of the Seder. Instead of having it at the
end. No, I never saw such a thing.
I know.
No. You're not gaining anything. You might as well do it in shul already.
You're still making the Seder and you missed the minyan.
Right. So you're saying the only thing you shouldn't forget. What he's saying, though, the only advantage is you shouldn't forget. That's it. So I hear what you're saying, but I never saw that.
But that would be more tumen. Would that be more tumen?
Yeah, it would be. It would be more tumen. That is correct. So you don't want to lose that. And therefore, again, all these ideas by the Seder, all, every single yisod in this question, which is not nogea, we already passed that point in this year, but it's 100% nogea, the rest of the Sfiras Oimer that's in front of us. And indeed, there are many poskim that are very makbid, that even if you daven Ma'ariv every single night, every single year of the night, at 10 o'clock, for Sfiras Oimer, you should go to the Young Israel and daven Bizman. Because you should say the Sfira as early as possible, so that every single day should be as tumim as possible. And the way to get the whole day in is to count the beginning of the day. And certainly, alachas kama v'kama, the first day. The first day. Oh, you don't want to start off on a bad note. And the first day, you know, when you're so makbid that you should usher in the beginning with tmimus. Many shuls, the last day, Shavuos, they will not say Baruch Hu the whole year round. They'll say Baruch Hu, they don't care. They'll have an early minyan. Right. But when it comes to Shavuos, they're not going to say Baruch Hu until it's Vadelel. Why? Because tmimus, we don't want to go and take away from the kashlemus of the Sfira. The tmimus begins not at Shavuos. The Tamimois begins Pesach Chaparayim, the very first moment that it's Laila, ha ha, you should be huffing and puffing to get in to say the bracha, the very first moment that Sfira So'imer, the first night. If you're going to say Sfira So'imer when you finish your Afikoyimin and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, it's already Pesach Chatzos, you already lost half a day. You already lost half a day of your Sfira. So therefore it comes out there are six now. Is that an excuse? Is that an excuse? Tamimois is so important that it should override the Tarde de Sasre. The Tarde de Sasre is a very powerful concept. People go crazy about this. Okay, people go crazy about davening Ma'ariv. You know, you daven Mincha Ma'ariv together. Daven Mincha Ma'ariv together, it's Tarde de Sasre. You gotta go the whole sugi. If you daven, you know, in many shuls, you daven Mincha Ma'ariv together. You can't do, and you really shouldn't do that. Because if you daven, if you hold that, you can daven Mincha now. Then you can't have a Ma'ariv now. You can't have a Mincha Ma'ariv.
Unless if you follow a plug Mincha. Plug Mincha.
So before plug and after plug.
Exactly.
But let's say it's after plug.
Oh,
then it's no good.
That's a problem.
So some people are very makbid not to do this. Some people only makbid not to during the week. But Shabbos, the Mako. For different reasons. Why Shabbos, it's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah talks about this. Tarti the Tadavim, and some people are totally not makbid altogether. Most shuls are not makbid and Tarti Sashi altogether. During the whole week, they'll daven after plag mincha, they'll daven mincha, right away they'll daven ma'ariv, even though both mincha ma'ariv are after plag mincha, and daven mincha ma'ariv after plag mincha, it doesn't make any sense. Either it's zman mincha, it's zman ma'ariv, you can't go play, you can't have your cake and eat it also. It's, you can't do this. But everyone does it. Not everyone, but people do this. So some people that are very into these, in the audience, they go crazy about this. They will not tolerate Tarte de Sasre, they don't tolerate it. So how do you tolerate Tarte de Sasre the night of the Seder? The night of the Seder, it's the ultimate Tarte de Sasre. If you're going to make the bracha, Hayoyim, Yoyim Echad Bo'aymer, you've made a very powerful statement. Today is the 16th day of Nisan. And now, 10 minutes later, you're making Kiddush, Bocha Banu, Dalad Kaisais, Manashtan, Matsamara, Vahula, Vahula. What are you doing over here? It's a very big problem. This is a very significant problem. It's Tarte de Sasre. So why? So I have six reasons. There are six reasons. Each one by itself would not make it. L'choy would not make it. But if you have six reasons, it pushed us over the hill. And Puk Chazi, Ma Devar. Look at what goes on out there in the street. Everyone's doing it. The whole Klal Yisrael, as far as I know, the Minig Olam is to say Svira. Not everyone, okay? Not everyone. I'm not telling you everyone. There are definitely people that don't. They're definitely kihilois, especially among Hasidim who don't, kihilois of Chasidim that don't, that makbid not to do it, but the Ruba, from what we are familiar with, we do. Why? Tied to the Sastra is no pushover. Six reasons which contribute together. Number one, let's work backwards. Tamimois, you know, that's a very significant thing. Sheva Shabbos says Tamimois. We wait to the very end. But to start off, The same way you wait to the very end, you have to get started on the right note. You have to say Sfira as early as possible. Number two, if you don't say Sfira in Shul, guess what? We got to take into consideration statistics. A good chunk of Klal Yisrael is going to miss the first day. That's no good. So Takona, you know, we have no choice. Is that an excuse? No. But it contributes. It's a contributing factor. Number three, Tarde de Sastre is not the end of the world. Okay? Even though we're makbid on Tarde de Sastre, what are you really doing? You're just saying words. You're saying a dibur. Tarde de Sastre we can deal with. In halacha, halacha has its own set of rules. Reality never held halacha back. The world of reality never was a problem for the world of halacha. Okay, they don't necessarily coincide. Einochinami, I said that today is Hayom Yom Yechad Boimer. It doesn't take away from the fact that it's Sveika D'Yoyma. It might be the 15th day, and Chazal told me, Sveika D'Yoyma. Tarde de Sastre, as long as you're not doing a Maisa, we can deal with. Okay, number four, help me remember reasons. Tzibur. There is an Indian. You can't deny the fact that all the Paiskim say, and I'll show you the other examples, we'll talk about maybe not today, tomorrow, where there's a Hanafim al-Halach, if you have a choice, the Zmanim want to say it, saying the Bracha with the Tzibur is something very Choshev. If you're going to go to the Seder, most people do not have a Tzibur. That's reason number four. Reason number five, tell me what was reason number five? I can't remember all the reasons. What was the other reason? I can't remember. My mind is a blank. Go through all the notes again over here. Okay, so we went through the reasons. I can't remember all the reasons. But we went through a total of six reasons. Anyone remember the other reasons? We had Tamimais. Tired size is not a kasha. You might forget. You might forget. Tzibur. You want to say it with a tzibur. Deraisa. Okay, that's number five. Deraisa. Because that was tied to Sasha. The deraisa, Sriasa might be a deraisa. When it comes to a deraisa is said you do first. That's five. There's one more that I left out. I don't remember this moment in time. We'll come back to you at some point later in the day. It'll just pop into your mind. What? Okay, so there are, we went through six reasons which each one would not make it. But all six together have taken us to the situation where we say Sfira in Shul before we go home to the Seder. Okay. And now these reasons that we've given...
You said that Omer is maybe the Rabbanah. I mean, one is that the Seder is either the Rabbanah...
Right, the Rabbanah. I said that was number five. The Raisa. And the Omer is the Raisa.
The other one is also a Shiloh. The Omer itself is the
Rabbah. Right, so that's why we it might be the Raisa.
What is the Omer?
We have it might be a Daraisa. And the Seder is only Midrabanan. So therefore we have a Suffolk Daraisa and a Vade Drabanan. The rules are that a Suffolk Daraisa comes first. Okay, at least we've gone through five clear reasons. And that's the bottom line. These five reasons, as we're going to see, now we're out of time now for today, but tomorrow is going to have nafkaminas when it comes to what do you do throughout the rest of the days of Sfira. In other words, I'll give you just one example. Let's say you are planning to daven to say Sfira with a minion. You're going to daven 10 o'clock Ma'ariv. So what should you do? Should you say Sfira as soon as it gets dark, at 8 o'clock, because Tamimois, but it's Bichidus, or should you wait until Ma'ariv 10 o'clock? If I wait until 10 o'clock Ma'ariv, I'm going to lose out a few hours of Tamimois. But on the other hand, there are other advantages. What are the other advantages? I'm saying with a minion. Number two, number two is there's another rule which is not really nogea when it comes to Lel Pesach, tadir v'she'ena tadir kaidim. Which mitzvah do you normally do every single night of the year? Kriya Shema, Shmoyne Esrei, Sriyasoy Meris Eina Tadir. So therefore, the rules are, when you have a choice of doing mitzvahs, when you do a set of mitzvahs, tadir v'she'ene tadir tadir koidem, you're basically not even allowed to say svira until you first daven shmona esrei and say kriya shema. So if you're only going to first daven shmona esrei kriya shema later on, so that's right, you have to wait. Oh, but you're not saying it, but you're going to lose that on tamimos. So no, you don't have the tamimos, and this is a chumrah. This is a very big chumrah that you should have the every single moment. It's a mila, but you can't always have every single mila. You have to weigh and balance all the different halachic issues, and also when it comes to kriyashma certainly is d'oraisa. Svira is only a suffic d'oraisa. But kriyashma is not a deraisa. So therefore, it's not just todir v'she'enit, it's todir umikudosh versus something which is not todir. So we're going to discuss some of these things tomorrow, is that all of these same issues that we mentioned when it comes to Lel Seydin, to the dilemma of tired of the sastre, how we get out tired of the sastre, and we say svir by Myrif, and we don't wait until later on, are very relevant to many dilemmas a person has, what to do in regard to Sriya Sa'omer for the remaining 48 days of the count. Okay, we'll take a short break, and then we'll discuss some of them on the parasha. Halachic in the name on the parasha.